ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनोऽपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्यागजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः परकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं भजनसहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशालिताश्च हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वन ऑफ द सेवरल वर्सेस दैट श्रील प्रभुपाद ऑफन कोटेड with respect to Guru Tattva, is the last verse of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, namely, Yasya Deve Para Bhaktya Yatha Deve Tata Guru Tasyaite Katita Hyartha Prakashante Mahatmanaha. Unto those great souls who have firm faith in the Supreme Lord, and the Guru, all the imports of the Vedic knowledge are revealed. We sing regularly. Dibhogan hride prakashito. By the mercy of the Guru. Spiritual knowledge is revealed within the heart. Of course, this doesn't mean that one shouldn't study. Srila Prabhupada gave so many books. It's quite amazing that he produced so many books. While he was continually traveling and fully engaged during the daytime, most days, and he produced, nevertheless, he produced so many books of great substance. If it was stream of consciousness, you could produce any number of books, just whatever nonsense comes in the mind. But Srila Prabhupada's books are, every line is, every word is full of deep import. Nothing is trivial. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, always encouraged his disciples to read his books. So how does Srila Prabhupada reveal knowledge within the heart to his disciples? How does that happen? Well, that happens by the mercy of the Supersoul, of whom the spiritual master is the external manifestation. Krishna reveals knowledge from within as the Supersoul. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmriti gyanam apohanam cha. From Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And that is spoken from outside by the Guru, who is the external manifestation of the Supersoul. And Srila Prabhupada, he spoke his books to make everything definitive. In other words, he may speak so many things at other times. Of course, everything Srila Prabhupada said was in connection with Krishna. But specifically in his books, he presented the teachings of Shastra as commented upon by all the great acharyas, previous acharyas, and with Srila Prabhupada's own realization also. So Srila Prabhupada's books are to be studied by all members of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON, which has many ramifications. One of them is that Srila Prabhupada's books are the central books for our study, the first books and the most important books. There may be many other books. Srila Prabhupada also encouraged his disciples to write. That is a function of the soul, is to glorify Krishna, that is kirtan, so that is writing books. But Srila Prabhupada's books are the foundational books for all members of ISKCON. Not just because Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya, that is one reason, but also because they are the foundational books of the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya. Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Srila Prabhupada said these four books are the they are sufficient for study and preaching. So these are the basic books of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Srila Prabhupada kindly took the trouble to translate them with his purports. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one letter, "Please continue reading my books seriously." It's difficult to imagine how you could read Prabhupada's books not seriously, because the subject matter is very serious. So I presume that by this is meant that we should be very serious about reading Srila Prabhupada's books, to not neglect doing so. "Please continue reading my books seriously, and everything will be revealed to you." Dibyagyan hride prakashito. In other words, or from what this we can understand, that reading, when we read, generally we think that we're gaining some knowledge. Of course, there are so many nonsense books for entertainment, and Srila Prabhupada's works weren't meant for some petty entertainment. They're books of spiritual knowledge. But spiritual knowledge, it doesn't mean simply amassment of information. There is realization. One can program a machine to say, "I am a servant of Krishna." Or Srila Prabhupada gave the example, you can train a parrot to say, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Srila Prabhupada was expert, among many things he was expert in, he was also expert at imitating the sounds made by animals, birds, and even inanimate objects. So Srila Prabhupada gave the example in one lecture that you can train a parrot to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but when the cat comes, the parrot will say, because he's not chanting out of love or knowledge or realization. He's just chanting imitatively. So, realization that I am a servant of Krishna, that comes from being engaged in the service of Krishna. Very simple thing. Often we hear the question, how can we realize that we're not the body? The answer is simple. We engage in spiritual activities. We engage in the service of Krishna, which is on the transcendental platform. And then we come to realize that what I'm doing, it's got nothing to do with the material mind, body or senses, even though it's enacted by the material mind, body and senses, but this is spiritual. And then the body becomes spiritualized. So this is realization. When one realizes, what is this realization or revelation? Everything will be revealed to you. The first revelation is to understand I am not the body, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. To internalize that, then it's not simply theoretical knowledge. In another letter, Srila Prabhupada wrote, utilize whatever time you find to make a thorough study of my books. See, so Srila Prabhupada's writing about reading my book seriously, making a thorough study of his books. And Srila Prabhupada said that by a thorough study of my books, then all your questions will be answered. Srila Prabhupada gave everything in his books, everything that we need to become fully Krishna conscious is in Srila Prabhupada's books. Now, there are other books, and Srila Prabhupada also encouraged within his books to read other books, books by the Vaishnava Acharyas. And we'll find many important topics discussed therein, but everything we know to become fully Krishna conscious is in Srila Prabhupada's books. Even if we don't read so many other books, we can become fully Krishna conscious with the knowledge that is in Srila Prabhupada's books, and then all the questions will be answered. How does that work? That works by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Many devotees have had the experience, and many Christians and Muslims also report this with regard to their own scriptures, that they have some question in their mind, they can't find an answer. And in the case of Srila Prabhupada's books, a devotee opens a book randomly, or he listens to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, and just exactly the answer he needs is there. And Christians and Muslims also report this. It's mystic. It means it's Krishna. Krishna is at work. Krishna is real. That's a realization we can have when we have this kind of experience. And it happens again and again and again with many devotees. So in this way, Krishna as Super Soul, he directs the devotee to that part of the vast body of knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has presented. And it may happen also that the part that they particularly need, and it may happen also with Srila Prabhupada's followers. In fact, there are dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of instances of devotees seeing within a dream a devotee, Srila Prabhupada himself, or a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, or some other senior devotee for whom they have a high regard, and Krishna, a super soul, arranges within that dream for that devotee to receive some instruction. Of course, we don't have to wait for dreams. The persons are living, they may give personal instruction also. And in the books, devotees, they, especially those who are instructing others regularly, they write books to help the disciples, and in future generations also. Yeah, in my own case, the first book I wrote in English was that Brahmacharya in Krishna Consciousness, because devotees were asking me so many questions, again and again, same questions. So based on Srila Prabhupada's teachings and personal experience, I compiled a book about that, and it's not a very big book, but rather comprehensive regarding the subject matter. So the idea is that what we have received from our guru, either directly in his books or by realization from reading the books, which is his gift, it's our duty to pass that on to others, to make that available to others. We may have some realization that is not, we can't find in something directly in the book, but if it doesn't contradict, then we can understand it's a gift from the guru. We shouldn't think, oh, now I know something more. The knowledge is vast, unlimited. So if a devotee has some realization, they may write that in a book or speak that and take that as a gift from Krishna within the heart, from Guru and Krishna within the heart. Srila Prabhupada wrote in another letter, I have given you everything. Yeah. Prabhupada has given us everything. He's given us Krishna. He's given us everything. So read and speak from the books, and so many new lights will come out. So from this we can understand that Srila Prabhupada expects those who read his books to have so many realizations, so many new lights. A light will go off in our consciousness. Oh, oh, so wonderful. Oh, so many realizations we'll have. There are so many inspiring statements within Srila Prabhupada's books that inspire us to go on and on more and more in Krishna consciousness, to study Shastra more and more. One statement that inspired me particularly when I first read it and continues to inspire me is from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, text 44. You're probably all aware of this, and it probably inspired all of you also. Srila Prabhupada writes that somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, at the very beginning one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavata. Can see Krishna. Can we see Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? We can see Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. Here, Srila Prabhupada mentions, we have to hear with rapt attention from the right person. So that hearing and reading go on side by side. Reading or hearing the Bhagavatam recited, one can at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. So that in the pages of Bhagavatam means reading, and if we hear from the right person with rapt attention, what is that verse? Vasudeva Kata Ruchihi Sian Mahat Seva Vipra Punya Tirta Nishevanat. By serving the devotees faithfully, then we get a taste for hearing about Krishna. So the two things go together, hearing and Bhagavat Seva. Nityang Bhagavata Seva. We're enjoined to have daily constant service of the Bhagavat. So Bhagavat means Srimad Bhagavatam, Ek Bhagavata Baro, Bhagavata Shastra. The big Bhagavat is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ek Bhagavata Baro, Bhagavata Shastra, Ar Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. And one more, Bhagavat. Bhagavat means that or whom is in relationship with Bhagavan. So one more, Bhagavat is a devotee who is the receptacle of bhakti rasa, who is experiencing the bhakti rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam. So by serving the devotees, then the taste for hearing, relishing Srimad Bhagavat comes about. Then there's one other verse. What is that, Greg? In the second canto, Shraddhaya. What is that verse? I remember. Shraddhaya Nityam. Grinatascha Svacheshita. How does that verse begin? Shunuyad Shraddhaya Nityam. Grinatascha Svacheshitam. Kalena Nati Dirghena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. Another very inspiring statement, that if we constantly or continually hear with faith the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and endeavor to capture that message by our own endeavor, we have to endeavor to try to understand that, then kalena nati dirghena, within not a very long time, means soon, Bhagavan, he will manifest himself within our heart. So these are the promises of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this statement here, at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada presents the study of Srimad Bhagavatam not exactly some book. There are so many books. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is a book. But then it's just like the deity of Krishna. The deity of Krishna is a statue made of wood or brass. But not exactly. It's Krishna. He's Krishna. So this study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada presents, this is Krishna. This is a very personal relationship we can have with Krishna if we accept that Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. And we can find Krishna in the very pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada assured that by studying these books with this attitude, then we would find all answers to all questions, we'd get revelations, new lights, and we would find Krishna himself in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when the guru helps the disciple to understand the message of Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Katha, as Srila Prabhupada said, it's not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is just like a parent helps the child to walk. In the beginning, the baby can crawl and then starts to try to walk and falls down, and the parent takes the hand, encourages the child until walking becomes not a very difficult thing. Becomes, we don't think. For the baby may look ahead and say, can I walk? One step, two steps, three steps. First he has to stand up and wobble and fall down. That's the first thing, standing, just to stand up. And then he can stand and wobbling a little bit and take a step. Then another step. It's a big endeavor for the baby. But eventually they come to the point where we don't think, now I'm going to walk to the other side of the room. We don't think, it becomes natural. But in the beginning, the parents, they had to help so much, and they're very happy to do so. Those of you who are parents, that's one of the big events, right, in parents' life. They like to see the child stand and walk. So in the same way, the guru takes the disciple as if by the hand, maybe by the scruff of the neck, maybe by the shika, and pulls them up and, okay, go, walk. Walk toward Krishna. You're already walking. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavai. Already, Eta Brahmanda Bari Ananta Jiva Gone. We're already traveling throughout the whole universe. Now, we should travel, walk on that path back to Godhead. So the gurus, they help the disciples to understand the message of Bhagavatam. It is mystical, not in the way that the people, they want some magic tricks. They think a guru is someone who produces some watch or something like that. I was just listening to conversation with Srila Prabhupada in which they're talking about this Sai Baba who manifests watches and apples, and he had this shirt with a big sleeve, quite suitable for rolling apples and down the sleeve. Hari Shori Prabhu was relating to Prabhupada that some professors at Bangalore University said, well, why don't you manifest in your hand a big pumpkin? Why only small things? His mystic power is not so mystic. He's a good sleight of hand, it's called. The ability to fool people by moving the hand in such a way that it appears that you manifest something, whereas actually you just rolled it down your sleeve. Magic tricks. Not really magic at all. But this is magic, how Krishna manifests within the heart of the disciple, considering that the heart is presently filled with all bad things. And not only is it filled with bad things, but it's filled up and then it's covered by many, many coverings of all bad things. But Krishna, by the mercy of Guru, manifests within the heart of the disciple. And Rupa Goswami has given the blessing. It's conveyed again by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and conveyed in disciplic succession. Srila Prabhupada has given that Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuritu Va Shachi Nandana. May the son of Shachi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be manifested always within the core of your heart. So in this way, the guru helps the disciple to understand. It helps because Krishna is there. Just like the child is walking, the ability to walk is inherent, but the parent helps the child. So the guru gives Krishna, knowledge of Krishna, experience of Krishna, but that's everyone's birthright. It's inherent in us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Shada Kabunoi Shabanadi Shuddha Chitte Koreyodoi. Love for Krishna is inherent within everyone by the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna. That becomes manifest. It's already there. Love for Krishna is in our heart, but it is covered by thick layers of material desires, attachments, and misconceptions. But the message of Bhagavatam, coming from devotees, actual devotees, that has the potency to cut through all those contaminations, and directly Krishna is manifested, if we want. If we want Krishna to be manifested, then the gurus that Krishna sends to help the aspiring devotees to see Krishna within not a very long time. The gurus, they desire that the disciples will not only walk, but run very fast. Run to Krishna. Throw themselves at Krishna. Atmanikshepa means to throw oneself at Krishna. And he wants also that the child will become also a father or mother. That's also one of the great joys of parents. One great joy is to see the child born, very happy. It's all your birthday today. So that's one great pleasure. Been in the womb for some time now, getting born, official entry into spiritual life. And then when the child starts to walk, stands up and starts walking, that's a great pleasure for the parents. And sometime later, it's another great pleasure for the parents when the child becomes the father of man. Child is the father of man. They have their own children. So the gurus also desire that their disciples will stand up, come up, and have their own children and help to guide them back to Godhead. The gurus will be very happy to see their disciples excel them. Of course, the disciple doesn't think that I will be better than my guru. But in some senses he may be. For instance, the direct contribution to the cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was more than that of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his guru. And we have to say this very cautiously, because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would never admit such a thing himself. He would always say that it's all by the mercy of his guru. And that's a fact. That's a transcendental fact, that we can only live and survive and do anything by the mercy of guru. But at least superficially, we may say that some disciples may do more than their guru. But the gurus, they want that. They want that their disciples will do more than themselves. They're not envious that, oh, you stay down. You don't come up. You stay down there. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one letter, "You always have my blessings. The Father always wishes that the Son may be more successful than himself. This is the spiritual conception. If one is doing well, then the materialistic persons become envious and try to check his progress." This is in the materialistic consciousness. If one sees someone else is doing well, then he tries to stop him. Srila Prabhupada gives the example. This was actually so with Prahlad Maharaj. He was only 5 years old. He was preaching Krishna consciousness to his school friends. And the father, Hiranyakashipu, became so envious that he attempted to kill his five-year-old son in so many ways. Yeah, Hiranyakashipu was very frustrated with Prahlad because Well, one thing, because Prahlad was a devotee of Vishnu, and Hiranyakashipu expected that my son will honor me as the greatest person, just like everyone else does. But Prahlad didn't care about him. And he was a devotee of Vishnu, the family enemy. Lord Vishnu, who had killed Hiranyakashipu's beloved brother, Hiranyaksha. And the fact that Prahlad didn't care for Hiranyakashipu was very, very vexing to Hiranyakashipu. And I went away and did all these austerities for so many years to get all this power. And this Prahlad is not in the slightest bit afraid of me. And I can't kill him. I can kill anyone else in the universe, but I can't even make him slightly afraid. So I did all this to become powerful. He didn't do anything. So he asked Prahlad, what is the source of your power? Which was an admittance of Hiranyakashipu's defeat. When he's asking, what's the source of your power? And Prahlad said, the source of my power and the source of yours is the same. It's Vishnu. Ah, Hiranyakashipu. No. It's terrible. Prahlad defeated him without even trying. So Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada writes, is just the opposite. If someone is doing well, then the attitude of the devotee is to give him all facility to go on and improve more and more. Yes, we are running on the mercy of the spiritual master. To understand this point is to get mercy more and more. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha. So we are all running on the mercy of the spiritual master. To understand this point is to get mercy more and more. And if one thinks, I'm doing very well all by myself, thank you very much, Guru, it was nice when you were a primary teacher and now I've excelled you, then he again becomes a mouse. By the mercy of the Guru, the mouse may be elevated to the position of a tiger, but if he thinks now it's time for me to gobble up the Guru, then he becomes converted back to a mouse. Srila Prabhupada often spoke in a similar vein. I'll quote from one of his lectures. Srila Prabhupada said, actually, Krishna was the hero of the Mahabharata, but he gave the position to his devotee. You become the hero, I shall become your charioteer. That's all. Don't you see how Arjuna has become more than Krishna? Krishna says, Arjuna, you are hesitating to fight, but you know that all these persons who have assembled in the battlefield, they are not going back. They are already killed. That is my plan. You simply take the credit that you have killed them. That's all. Apart from the actual texts of Mahabharata, the various recensions, there are many folk stories, you might say, connected with that. So one of them in Rajasthan and in Gujarat, I can't remember what they call him in Rajasthan, but in Gujarat they call Baliari, who was the son of Ghatotkacha, who was a son of Bhima by Hidimba, the Rakshasi. So this Baliari, he came to the battle of Kurukshetra and said, I'll fight on the side which is at a disadvantage, whatever it is. That was his idea. And Krishna said, well, you're so powerful, you can just finish off both the sides by yourself immediately. So as soon as you join one side, then the other side will be at a disadvantage. And so you'll have to finish off both sides. So the best thing is, I'll kill you now. He said, okay. Sounds like a good idea. But just one thing, you can keep my head just above, overseeing the whole battlefield. I'd like to see the battle. Be better than a Spielberg movie. So after the battle, Bhima and Arjuna, this is the folk story, maybe true. Bhima and Arjuna saying, well, actually it was me who won the battle. They both said, it was me. I was the main fighter. So they went to Balayari to ask. And he said, I saw the whole fight. I saw Krishna. It was Krishna. It was neither of you. It was Krishna. He was sitting on the chariot and he did everything. I saw everywhere his Sudarshan Chakra. You thought it was your arrows, but Krishna was killing everyone. So Krishna told Arjuna, you are hesitating to fight, but you know that all these persons who have assembled in this battlefield, they're not going back. They are already killed. That is my plan. You simply take the credit that you have killed them. That's all. That he wants, Krishna wants, just like a father wants a son to see him more than himself. If a father is an MA, he wants to see his son as an MA, PhD, or something more. Then he's satisfied. He'll not tolerate anyone else to become more than him. You know, in materialistic consciousness, if someone becomes more, then he becomes envious. But if his son becomes more, oh, very good, very nice, he thinks. He'll tolerate if his son becomes more than him. I'm giving you a crude example, Srila Prabhupada says. Similarly, Krishna, or the Lord, wants to see his devotee more than himself. That is his pleasure. He takes pleasure in that. So just as Krishna wants to see devotee more than him, the father wants to see the son more than him, so the guru wants to see the disciple excel himself. So he gives the training, gives the knowledge, and then wants that the disciple, taking that, will become empowered and do great things in Krishna's service. And there's a lot to do. The population of the human population of the world, we're told, is 8 point something billion. How much, anyone has any idea? 8 point something billion. The number of people who are taking Krishna consciousness very seriously is a lot less. The population of Zagreb is how much?
1 million.
1 million. The population of ISKCON Zagreb is about 15. Living in the temple, you've got a lot of work to do. So, do it. Go out on Harinam, chant the holy names, distribute the books, invite people, preach to them, bring them into Krishna consciousness. Do more. There's always more to do. Krishna consciousness is never finished. So you have a lot of work to do. Now you're just getting born, so by the mercy of Krishna, even a newborn child can Mukhang karoti vacha lang pangur lang ghayate girim yat kripata mahang bande shri guru dinataranam shri chaitanya maheshwaram. And that paramananda madhavam. This verse originally, the last line is paramananda madhavam, by the Shankaracharya that wrote this verse. By the mercy of most blissful Madhava, husband of the goddess of fortune, a dumb man can recite poetry. A lame man can cross mountains. So this verse was included in Chaitanya Charitamrita with the ending slightly changed, Sri Chaitanya Maheshwaram, that is mercy, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Controller, that is possible. And another alternative, Sri Guru Dina Taranam, by the mercy of Guru, everything is possible. So now I'll ask the devotees to come one by one. So what you may do is go offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada at his Vyasasan, and then to Gaur Nitai on the altar, and then come in front of this Vyasasan and offer obeisance. Some have to try and do that without putting your feet toward Prabhupada or Gaur Nitai or the Yajna Kund or your Guru. How is that going to be possible? Or the Vaishnavas.
Or the temple.
Oh, it becomes difficult. Okay, so first I'm Dr. Antun.
Haribo!
That's not his name. Haribo comes after him. Dr. Antun. Is that Croatian for what's in English? Anthony, is it?
Yes.
Now, mostly over the last 2 or 3 years, I've been giving devotees who I have initiated on the behalf of Srila Prabhupada. I've been giving names that Srila Prabhupada gave to his disciples. So you'll get the name of a Srila Prabhupada disciple. And you may not remember it because quite a few of the names that Srila Prabhupada gave were not very well known names. So if you don't remember the name first time, don't worry. You can ask me afterwards. And I'll tell you again. So, yeah. Okay, good. All right.